Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ion Exchange India Limited's Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sonpal.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Ion Exchange India Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and first half of financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Aankur Patni, Executive Director, Mr. N. M. Randive, Group Head of Financial Planning and Risk Management, Mr. Vasant Naik, Group Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Milind Puranik, Company Secretary. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Vasant Naik to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the earnings conference call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2024. For Q2 financial year 2024, on a consolidated basis, the company reported an operating income of INR 5,330 million, an increase of around 19% year-on-year. EBITDA was reported at INR 604 million, an increase of around 13% year-on-year, and the EBITDA margin stood at 11.33%, with a net profit of INR 424 million, an increase of around 10% year-on-year. The PAT margin stood at around 7.95%. For the first half of financial year 2024, on a consolidated basis, the company reported an operating income of INR 10,122 million, an increase of around 22% year-on-year. The EBITDA was reported INR 1,092 million, an increase of around 27% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin stood at 10.79%, and net profit was at INR 757 million, an increase of 14.5% year-on-year, with the PAT margin standing at 7.48%. In the engineering division, the revenue for the quarter was INR 3,139 million, an increase of around 22% year-on-year. The EBIT for this segment was INR 194 million, a growth of 7% year-on-year. The segment continues to witness a healthy order flow of medium-sized jobs. The inquiry bank remains robust with some large-value opportunities in the advanced stages of bidding. The engineering segment recorded improved volumes in the second quarter on back of a healthy order backlog. The execution of the large EPC jobs, including the UP Jal Nigam order, is expected to further pick up pace in the second half of the year. Regarding the Sri Lanka order, the work continues, albeit at a very limited pace, and we are targeting project closure by financial year 2024 end. As regards the chemical segment, the revenue for the quarter stood at INR 1,762 million, increase of 10% year-on-year, and EBIT stood at INR 423 million, representing a growth of 12% year-on-year. The margins remained healthy and were maintained at previous quarter levels. We continue to monitor the impending threat of input price increases due to uncertainties in the global geopolitical situation. In the consumer division segment, the revenue for the quarter was INR 576 million, an increase of 27% year-on-year. The segment has sustained the growth witnessed in the past few quarters. The company's merger application in respect of its Indian subsidiary companies with the parent holding company has been filed with the competent authorities, and the same are under process. With this, I conclude the opening remarks and we can now open the floor to the question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from the line of Akshat Mehta from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So my first question is that, you know, what are the reasons for the slower execution of engineering segment in the first half of the year? And
I'm sorry to interrupt. Sir, it would be great if you would use your handset because headphones, we are not able to hear.
I think this should be better.
Yes, sir, yes. Please continue.
So my question was that, you know, if you can just help us understand the reasons for slower execution in the first half of the year in the engineering segment. And, you know, why the margins also compared to a year-on-year basis for quarter two have also been lower. Hello?
Yes, Akshat, I got your question. You were talking about a slower pace of execution in the engineering segment vis-a-vis the order book, the racket picture.
Yes.
So while we are continuing to work towards speedy execution of the larger contract in our order book, the pace of execution in a couple of them has been slower than what we had expected. There are some continuing procedural delays as far as the UP contract is concerned. However, as Vasant mentioned in his opening remarks, we do expect that the pace will pick up substantially in the second half of the year. With regard to the large IOC contract, there have been some delays on the engineering front because of site-related issues, and we hope that we have that behind us now. And again, in those contracts also, we will see increased pace of execution in the second half.
My second question is, sir, if you look at your working capital, in your payables, there's been a continuous decline over the last four or five quarters in terms of the number of days that have been there. So what can be the reason for the same?
Working capital decrease, you are talking about?
Payables, especially payables. There's been a decrease in, in the payable days over the last four or five quarters. So just wanted to understand why that is happening.
Vasant, can you come in?
Actually, we have been building up the inventories for taking care of the higher execution which we are planning in the second half of the year, and the payables have been paid as per the due date. That's why there is a slight increase in the overall working capital level compared to the earlier quarters. But we feel that as we go ahead in the second half of the year, our working capital should normalize to what was there in the financial year 23 levels on a full year basis.
Okay, but so earlier you were taking some more credit period from your creditors for paying, and now you're paying on time. Is that what is happening? Hello.
Sir, on the management's line, I would request you to kindly unmute yourself and speak. You're not audible.
There's not been any material change in the overall credit period as far as the payables are concerned.
So, but if I just look at the calculator, it has gone down from 120 days around that number to around 90 days. There has been a 30-day decline in the payables. So I don't know. I'm talking about last 4-5 quarters, not quarter on quarter, year on year. It has been a continuing trend over, you know, 1.5 years or so.
Actually, some of the, for example, the Sri Lanka contract, where now the execution is in the final stages, the back-to-back arrangements which were there, that is no more available. So those payables which are there, that is getting paid off now during the year. So maybe that is one of the reasons why the payable days have come down compared to the earlier quarter.
But you still expect that, you know, it will be at FY23 levels going forward, correct?
Yeah, as we move ahead with the execution of the larger EPC projects, where then the back-to-back terms with the civil contractors will come in place, the payables should get normalized largely at the FY23 level.
Okay. My next question to you, sir, is if you could share the numbers for Maple during the quarter, that we can kind of see what has been the core chemical performance as well. I think it has been included for 2 months during the quarter.
We don't share company-specific information on the con call, but what we can also only say that if you see the consolidated numbers for the chemical segment, the increase in the chemical segment is also due to the inclusion of the Maple company numbers in the chemicals.
Okay. But overall, any sense on how chemical segment has performed during quarter and going forward, what do you expect from the segment?
Overall, Akshat, we are expecting, we are still expecting we will manage a growth of around 5 to 10% for this segment on a full year basis.
Okay. Okay. One last question, sir. If you
Mr.
can,
Binda,
you,
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'll join back. I'll join back in queue.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, and thank you. Just taking two comments from your presentation, and if you can just throw some more color. One on engineering, we have highlighted that we have won quite a few medium-sized jobs. If you can throw some more color, what kind of projects are this? Are this for industry? And also on the chemical, we have, we're talking about some threat in terms of input prices and also on the demand side. If some more color qualitatively would be helpful.
What has been highlighted is there have been quite a few contracts. One, which are medium-sized contracts on the engineering. These are all from the industrial sector. As far as the concern on input prices is concerned, there is just a cautionary statement. There certainly is a pressure on input prices for the chemical segment, and we are monitoring it continuously. We will take whatever steps required to mitigate any possible impacts which may occur in future. As of now, because of the relative stability that we have seen in our input basket, we have been able to deliver good margin numbers.
Okay, sure. And sir, one on margins in engineering. You mentioned that maybe after Q2 or something, we'll make a comment. Can we go back to the FY21-22 numbers, 11% EBIT margin that we used to do on an annual basis?
Our expectation is that we would be able to better the numbers which we declared for the last year as a whole. And it should be a slight improvement over that. Whether or not we will reach the 21-22 numbers, I think we will still hold back that comment. Hopefully by the end of the third quarter, and depending upon how the prices have moved and what is the composition of margins that we get from the various sub-segments, we will be able to comment further.
So, sir, is this a function of the kind of projects that we are executing, or is it something else? I mean, on the margin?
It comes as a mix of a number of things, but take, because we have mentioned earlier that it is a function of the scale at which the engineering segment is operating that has a significant impact. It is also because of the input prices that we managed to get during the period under execution. And third, it certainly has an impact on the kind of projects that we are executing during that period. So all of these have a part to play.
And if last week, I'm just update on the Maharashtra Roha and Odisha plant, how are we progressing on that?
The Roha plant is under construction, as we had declared previously. We expect that it will become operational in 24-25, we will announce further developments on that during the course of the next 2 quarters.
Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Satadru Chakraporty from Chakraporty Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon. My question is really around the Mapro acquisition. So I know that we have now consolidated 2 months worth of results in the console piece. I was just curious, in your long-term planning and projection, what kind of EBITDA margins on a console basis would you be comfortable with this? So is this a margin dilutive acquisition? Is this really customers that we're going after? Is it the market? So any color and any insight that you have on the acquisition will be very helpful.
We have consolidated about a quarter's operations from the full acquisition, and we are seeing that it is progressing well. We will get more benefit out of these operations in the coming quarters. The acquisition was mainly to access the market, the European market, and the trends till now indicate that we would be doing reasonably well on that front. We will declare additional information in the coming quarters. As of now, the broad color that I can give to you is at a PBT level, we are positive there, and things are picking up.
Maybe one additional follow-up. Now that we have, let's say, a substantial presence in Europe with this acquisition, I was very curious, from a financial planning perspective, are you planning to have some sort of hedging mechanism in place so that whenever you are selling services or selling products to the subsidiary, you are sort of not getting the negative effects of euro appreciation, So any outside strategy, because I know there is some sort of hedging in place, but I just was curious to understand what is the overall company strategy regarding Forex practices in general.
We do take constant stock of our exposures on the Forex market and go by advice of an external consultant who would guide us on what the right kind of strategy to take. But very broadly, we do not like to keep open positions at all, and would try and cover as much as possible unless we have a natural hedge against the open exposures.
Very helpful, gentlemen. Thank you. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Muthu Kumar from Fidelity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. So good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, in the start presentation, you have mentioned that in the engineering project consists of a 2,186 crore order book, in outstanding Sri Lanka order book of 240 crore, and outstanding UP and Delhi Jal Nigam project of 925 crore. Totally, I just want to know what is the timeline taken to accomplish this order. resolve this order. I just want to know approximate time stint taken to accomplish this order.
The UP order we expect to complete in the next financial year. That order book will get exhausted. As far as Sri Lanka is concerned, we have been going slow on that order for quite some time now because of the unfortunate economic problems which were being faced by the country. As we come to a resolution to those cash flow issues, we will accelerate our invoicing of that contract. Therefore, on a very optimistic basis, it can get fully invoiced during the current year.
Okay, sir. And also in the big pipeline, you mentioned 8,597 crore. What is the capture ratio or strike ratio you are expecting?
Typically, we expect around a 15% to 20% strike rate.
15%. Okay, sir. And also, if you can give me a glimpse of EBITDA car for next 2 to 3 years.
That's something which we would be more clear on as we proceed into the next year. But on a very approximate and a broad level, we should be able to maintain the levels of EBITDA which we have today. But then more color or accuracy can only come as we proceed into the next year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to clarify on your outlook for FY24 for the chemicals and engineering segment. What kind of growth?
You're not very audible.
Can I be heard better now?
Yes.
Yes. What is the growth outlook for the chemicals and engineering segments for FY24?
For the engineering segment, we are expecting between 30% to 35% growth. Chemical segment, we are still hoping we would be able to deliver between 5% to 10% growth.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to just clarify on the chemicals. Initially, I think in the previous quarter, we had guided for somewhere around 10 to 15, and now we've reduced our outlook to 5 to 10. Is there any particular reason for it, or it's...
We were hoping for some kind of a resumption of the pace of demand in the international market. That has not yet come through. And that's why I am cautiously reducing that guidance. We have been hoping now for the past few quarters that the situation on the geopolitical front becomes better and the economies, European as well as the North American economy, would start to fire better. Since that has not yet happened, we are looking at a slightly lower growth forecast. Middle East also is, under a little bit of a threat, as you would know, because of the current geopolitical scenario there. So it's as a cautious measure, we feel that the growth forecast for the current year needs to be moderated.
Thank you for that. Lastly, regarding consumer products, what we initially guided for is, it's a fairly strong growth that's been delivered in 2Q. So, and also we've guided to, I think in the previous call that you had mentioned that you're planning to aim for a break even by the end of this financial year, and you see very strong growth. So I just wanted to get an idea about what kind of growth trajectory we can expect for this outlook and possibly margin outlook also if possible. Thanks.
We are seeing a continued growth momentum as far as the consumer segment is concerned. Even in the current quarter, the growth momentum has been good. Mm-hmm. This should continue over the next few quarters. As far as the margin is concerned, we were looking for a by the end of the year. We still remain hopeful that that will be achieved. We'll be very close to that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that is all from my side.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Jainam Doshi from Crest Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So recently we have altered our object clause of MOA mentioning our intention to carry out business in the areas of FRP sheets, piping, industrial and municipal solid waste management. So just wanted to have a color on what is our outlook and strategy pertaining to the same.
So that's consequent to the impending merger which we have of this company. But Helen, can you throw a little bit more light on that?
Okay. Okay. Understood. Thank you. Thanks.
Basically,
we
have a few mergers of subsidiary companies in the offing. So to facilitate the objects of the transferor company into our object, we have amended the object beforehand so that at the latter level, at the NCLT level, we don't have any problem.
Okay, okay. Fair. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Saraswat from Elegant Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I want to ask on the margin profile in the engineering business. It has dropped year on year. So any guidance on that?
For engineering segment as a whole, compared to the last financial year corresponding period, I think there has been an improvement in the overall margin level. Vasant, you can add more color on that, please.
Yeah, the engineering margins in the first half are at 6.7% as against 5.2% which was there in the corresponding period of last year.
Okay, got it. My second question is on the thing that in next 2-3 quarters, the whole country would be going on for a lot of elections. Does that affect our bid pipelines also in the states where elections are happening and all? If you could throw some light how it has been in the past.
Since our bid pipeline has relatively limited exposure to direct government or municipal contracts, therefore, the impact would not be significant from that perspective. As far as the industry or the PSU-related inquiries or offers are concerned, typically one would expect a slight slowdown once the model code of conduct comes into being. Industry in general tends to become a little cautious. But as it stands today, the overall outlook being presented by various segments of the industry are not being dictated by the impending elections as such. I guess because of the geopolitical situation and the overall global scenario which we are seeing, as well as some of the price movements on the input side, there some industries may prefer to defer their CapEx, but besides that, we are not really seeing any other indications.
Got it. My last question is on the chemical business. How are you seeing the domestic business of this? Is there growth in the domestic business or not?
Domestic business has done reasonably well over the last few quarters. It's the international business where, as I had mentioned to respond to an earlier question, that's an area where it has performed much lesser than what one would have wanted it to. On the domestic front, again, for the future, we do expect that the situation would improve over the coming two quarters, because that's the typical trend that we have been seeing over the last few years.
Got it. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So my first question is regarding your engineering and chemicals business. Are you seeing any opportunities arising from emerging industries? Like, for example, in India and even worldwide, there's a push for electric vehicle manufacturing, and the Indian government is pushing for semiconductor manufacturing domestically. Do you see any opportunities arising because of that?
Yes, Ayush, there are quite a few of these new sunrise industries which are proposing to have significant capital expenditures in the country, and each such capital expenditure would have a consequent opportunity for both the water treatment and the wastewater treatment side of the business.
All right. My second question is regarding your consumer segment. So I understand that the segment is not profitable just yet, and I'm sure it will become profitable in the coming quarters going forward. So I wanted to know how much you are spending on advertising as a percentage of your revenue.
As such, we've not been giving out specific numbers on that front, Ayush, but I can tell you that it's not a very significant number. It was certainly not being double digits, but we don't give out very specific numbers on that.
So it's safe to say it's in the single digits, to broadly speak about it.
Yeah, it would be low. It would not be very high.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Akshat Mehta from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta, please proceed with your question.
Okay, so my question was if you'd share the numbers for customer advances for the quarter, and you could also share the unearned revenue as well as a whole, advances plus the unearned revenue.
Customer advance was around 215 crore as of September end.
Okay.
And the unearned revenue was around 208 crores.
So around 420 odd crores total.
I guess.
Okay. So this is for first half, right? This is not just for quarter two.
This is the position as of September end, the closing balance.
Okay. Another question which I had was that the guidance that you're giving on the chemical segment for 5 to 10%, does that include the MAPRIL acquisition as well within the guidance, or that is separate from this?
Yeah, that goes with the current trends of the consolidated number. As I had mentioned to an earlier question, the incremental benefits from this acquisition we will hope to see in the coming two quarters, and I'm not trying to jump the gun as far as those projections are concerned.
Okay, no issue, sir. I think overall those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Kuchhari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you again. So one question on membranes. We had started a new facility, I think 2-3 quarters back. So one update on that, and also we are planning to add another phase to that membrane capacity. So an update on that, please.
We have commenced production on the expanded capacity very recently. As we had mentioned in an earlier call, we expect that we would be able to
substantially consume that capacity over the next 2 years. There is a further capacity expansion planned that in the very, very early initial stages.
Okay, sure. Sir, sorry, but coming back to chemicals again, I mean, we have substantially changed our guidance from, say, last quarter. So how bad has the situation got? I understand if we don't break down numbers further, but if you have to talk about exports, how bad has it gotten?
Exports, there has been a slight drop. It's not a very significant drop, but there is a slight drop in exports.
So the reason I asked is because last quarter we had said 10-15% growth excluding of April, and now I think you mentioned that 5-10 includes April too.
As I said, it is a consolidated number. April, the incremental benefits from it, which will happen as a consequence of our entering that business, that I am not projecting too far forward. We will be able to give you more accurate guidance on that during the next quarter. But in terms of how we are expecting the international business to behave, we have not got improvement which we were hoping for from the international market. And as I just mentioned, there has been a slight degrowth on that front. Therefore, it's only prudent that we reduce our guidance a little bit.
Correct. Fair enough. And so last on UP, if you can share how much did we bill it this quarter, and has the scope of work changed because the pending order book seems to have increased quarter on quarter?
The scope of work has not changed. There is an incremental increase in the number of villages that have been now approved by the government. And that has led to an increase in the overall size of the order. That's the reason why there is a increase.
Correct. And how much did we bill it this quarter?
Vasant, do we give out that breakup?
Specific data we don't give for this.
Sir, but for the last 24 quarters, we have been giving. Last quarter we did 40, the quarter before that we did 70. We have been mentioning that.
We did around 42 crores for this quarter.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just missed the point about you saying about loading of guidance on what that matter, if you could just repeat.
Mr. Kapoor, I'm sorry to interrupt. Your voice was not clear, sir.
So
maybe request you to repeat.
3 seconds. Now you can hear me, sir? Yes, sir. Yeah, Namaskar, sir. Sir, for the sake of repetition, you mentioned about lowering of some guidance part. I missed that statement. Can you repeat the same?
No, it is for the chemical segment where we have said that we are still hoping to deliver a growth of around 5-10% for the year as a whole.
Okay. We are lowering it to 5% now.
The earlier quarter, we had mentioned 10-15%, and now what we are stating is 5-10%.
It's a bit for the phase in the UP Jal Nigam project, if you could quantify, yes, the pace has remained the same over the last two preceding quarters, quarter one and quarter two. I think so the revenue numbers have remained the same. So what's the color on the same, sir? How is that going to gain traction going ahead? I think so the size is, including both UP and Delhi, 960 crore. So, by what time are we going to execute the project for the UP Jal Nigam?
UP Jal Nigam contract will get executed by the next year fully. In the current year, we will see increased invoicing in the second half. We are seeing more movement on the ground and therefore the projection for an improvement in the second half.
Okay, because when we look at your engineering segment, although you have guided that there will be pickup quarter two have also remained muted to a greater extent. And in order to meet our revenue growth guidance for engineering segment, H2 will look significantly heavier and has been historic. So there is no reason to believe that it will not happen this time. And H2 will be significantly heavier in terms of the execution pace for it, H2. And for the month of October, I think so the we must have seen attrition on ground.
H2 will be heavier, and that is traditionally the case for a long number of years now. If we compare the revenues for the engineering segment during the first half as compared to the last year's first half, we should have seen a significant improvement. I believe that the growth would be somewhere in the region of 30-odd percent. If you can share the exact numbers.
Ankur, you want me to share what was done in the second half of last year?
First half of the current year as compared to the first half of the previous financial year?
We have grown by 33%.
Okay, that should be the case for H2 also, compared to last H2.
Sorry, I couldn't hear your...
If we go for comparative number for previous year second half with current year second half, what should be the growth number we should pencil in?
As I mentioned earlier, we are hoping to deliver around 30-35% growth for the engineering segment as a whole for the full year.
Okay, sir. And the last point was you mentioned about there was some addition in villages in the UK building of project. If you could dwell more on the same, so the size of the contract goes up.
Mr. Kapoor, your voice is breaking.
You can hear me, ma'am?
Sir, your voice is breaking.
I'll come with another line. Just a minute.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Manish from Equity at Work. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So guidance for what is your revenue guidance for FY24?
We have given you a segmental breakup for as far as the guidance is concerned. On engineering segment, we have said 30-35% growth. For chemical segment, between 5-10% growth. And for consumer segment, we are stating that it will continue its growth momentum as we have been seeing in the first half. So that's the overall guidance.
You have guided for 30-35% engineering business, engineering for engineering business, right? So engineering we have done about 600 crores. And you have guided for 35% growth, which actually should have extrapolated to somewhere in the vicinity of up 1700 crores. So you are essentially trying to suggest that we are going to do a revenue of at least 1,000 crore, north of 1,000 crore for the next two quarters put together. Is my understanding correct?
I think that's how the numbers would add up.
Hello?
Yeah, that's how the numbers would add up, as you just did the maths.
I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't follow. Come again?
I'm saying that's how the numbers would add up, you just did the maths.
Okay. Your voice is not clear, ma'am. Sorry. Hello.
Sir, could you repeat it once more?
I said that's how the numbers would add up
you got the maths correct.
Okay, okay. And sir, what would that percolate down to in terms of absolute EBIT for FY24 for the engineering segment?
We should have an improvement over the last full year's EBIT in terms of percentage.
Okay. And margins would increase from here, right?
Yes.
Any specific guidance for margins that you have for FY24, in particular for the engineering business?
As I just mentioned, we will see an improvement over the last full year's number. Last full year's number was, if I'm not wrong, around 8.9 or 9%. So we should see an improvement over that.
Okay. All right, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat Mehta from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sorry. One last question I had is that we've seen an increase in the debt position if you look at new quarter two numbers versus end of FY23. So why has that increased?
What has increased?
The debt position.
Debt.
Borrowings have increased, sir.
Okay. Vasant, can you please come on that?
Yeah, on a standalone basis, the debt numbers are at the same level as previous year. But when you see the consolidated numbers, that is because of the acquisition of Mapril. The debt which was standing in Mapril books, that has come into
okay. No, because as far as I understood, you're also going to take some debt for the Roha capacity expansion as well. So,
yeah, as we move forward with the CAPEX, we will be taking the debt in the book.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Richa Chaudhary from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, please proceed.
Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you're audible.
Yes, sir. Sir, I just had one question on the Roha expansion plans. When are we expecting the plant to be operational? That would be the first question. And we had some guidance given before, probably a year back, on the backward integration project. So what exactly was that and how are we going ahead with that?
So the Roha plant, we are expecting that by the end of the next financial year, we would be able to substantially complete the construction process, and as far as becoming operational is concerned, we expect that it would be in FY25-26.
Okay. Sir, what asset turns are we expecting on this 400 crores project?
We are expecting somewhere around 1.5 to 2, if you consider total capex of roughly 375.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Now I'm audible clearly.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Sachi. Sir, you were mentioning about addition of more villages in that UP Jal Nigam project. So by what percentage does it improve the size of the contract and also the scope of work? So if you could dwell more on the same.
The nature of the project remains same. It is just that when you add more villages, the overall size of the contract goes up slightly. Vasant, if you can mention the number.
It is around 60 crores roughly, which has been added during the quarter.
And it also has an O&M component, sir, the total project operation and maintenance part?
But this value does not include the O&M part. It is only the EPC part.
Okay, and what is the size of the O&M part, sir, and when will it kick in? post expiry of what term?
It is a 10-year O&M which will kick in after once the individual projects are handed over to the respective departments.
And size, sir, what is the size of value of the O&M part?
It really cannot be, because as was mentioned earlier, this contract is a conglomeration of all individual contracts. So at this stage, it's not possible to give a definitive number what will be the O&M. It will vary.
Sir, as you were mentioning about the scope of work and also the increasing, are there many players who are involved in this project, and so the scope of work improves for everybody, or is it a particular packet of work that we have got because of the reasons of whatsoever that we have been added, more villages being added to us? What led to it, and are there many parties, many EPC players involved in this entire project?
Yeah, the UP government or the UP part of the Nal Se Jal scheme has many EPC contractors. We are one of them. The increase in the number of villages is consequent upon the detailed project reports getting approved by the department, and that's something which happens progressively, as there are a few more which are under evaluation.
Thank you. So the participant has left the queue. We'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Ayush Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So I wanted to follow up on my one of my previous questions regarding opportunities in Sunrise Industries. Looking at your current bid pipeline of 8,745 crores, how much of that would be coming from the Sunrise Industries?
Very difficult to give you an exact number, because how we look at Sunrise Industries and which one would get qualified within that bracket. Probably a very broad brush which I can try to give you is, it would not be obviously a majority of the number. It would definitely be below 25%. But I would not be able to give you a further breakup.
Understood. And my second question is regarding the debt that you have taken for the greenfield expansion. In the last quarter earnings call, you had mentioned that that you are taking around 300 to 320 crores of debt for this project. So I wanted to know, what is the repayment period for this, and is the earnings from this project expected to be able to repay that debt on its own, or will other income streams be contributing towards that?
We have not yet picked the debt on our book, Ayush. We will pick it up as the construction of the project progresses further. We would be able to service the debt to our internal generations. Vasant, you can shed more light on the terms, the period of the debt.
All right.
It is 5 years post the planned commercial production.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Romil Jain from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, the first question is on the consumer business. So I just want to understand, when do we kind of break even at the EBITDA level and subsequently at the PAT level, maybe next year or FY26, any sense on that? And what are the kind of touch points that, you know, in terms of distribution network we are at in this business?
We are certainly hoping that we would be able to still meet the target of breaking even or being very close to that by the end of the current year. And as far as the distribution network is concerned, it's an all-India network and it's an ever-expanding one. We are reaching out to tier 2 and in some places tier 3 cities also. So it's an extensive all India network.
Okay. And on chemical side, just want to understand, I think first we are doubling the capacity and then it will triple, right? So overall, that is the plan, right, to triple the capacity?
Yes, over a period of time.
Correct. So the 400 crores capex, which is there, is for doubling the capex, is for doubling the capacity as well as the backward integration, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Part of this capex would also help in the further expansion at a later date. So the later expansion would not need to incur some of the common...
lot of capex, Okay. Can you give a little bit of more understanding on the backward integration? So, you know, how much of that would be backward integration in terms of the overall capex, and whether that would structurally improve margins of the chemical segment going ahead?
Roughly around 125 crores is what has been allocated to that project. And yes, we are expecting an improvement in the margin profile because of that.
Okay. And lastly, on this capex of 400 crores, you mentioned 1.5 to 2 times asset turn. So by when do we expect to reach the optimal utilization, or, you know, whatever maximum we can do before the next, line kicks in? So does the next line kick in immediately after we commission this capex by FY25 end, or what are the timelines on that third phase, the next phase?
We expect roughly around a 3 to 4 year period for the capacity to get utilized fully. And we will take a decision on initiating the next phase of expansion somewhere down the line. It will not happen immediately because we will need to see the pickup of capacity utilization for this current expansion.
Okay. And sir, can I just ask the last question? The engineering side of the business, just want to understand a little bit more macro. How are we looking at the entire industry panning out? How does the industrial book look like for us? Where do we see the drivers? Because I think earlier we met you, and you said we've just scratched the surface in terms of the entire water treatment and effluent treatment in India. So there's a long way to go. So if you can just help us understand in terms of a little bit on driver side of that.
I will be very brief with that answer. I wish we have come to the end of the session per se, and answer as a whole would require a long, long-winded answer. So, just to touch on the main points, the overall demand scenario projected over the medium term is very good. There's a huge gap between what we aspire to have as a country, as a part of the industrial infrastructure that we have, given our commitments to environment, ESG, etc. And this scenario also holds true for the global community, because there is a lot of gap in infrastructure in several parts of the globe, specifically Africa, the Middle East, and the Southeast. So the forecast for a medium to long term is pretty good for the industry, and we should see continuous improvement in the kind of inquiry and order book, as well as the way the technology is shaping up. There should be scope for brownfield improvements also, not just the greenfield one.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. N.M. Randive from Ion Exchange India Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, we would be happy to be offered. We are very thankful to all of our investors who stood by us
and also has confidence in the company's growth plan and focus. And with this, I wish everyone a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ion Exchange India Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.